Go ahead and hit the intro. You're going to hear some music and then we're going to start talking.
Right on.
I'm doing great already. You guys ready to podcast?
Are you ready?
All right. Hit it. Lousy Weather Media Main Show, episode 158. I'm not Sean Ast.
I am not Paul Wolf.
I'm not Bob Camparda.
Josie's in the corner. Say hi.
Hi. Oh, good gimmick. I liked it.
Okay, cool. Hell yeah.
And we have David Burge here.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
Good.
YouTuber David Burge.
That's right.
Yeah. What do you got coming up? What new shows are you posting on there?
Me and my buddy do a show, it's called, well, it's not really a show, but Full Metal Mad Men is the name of the channel. We got new videos coming out in October, probably middle October, end of October. Then my personal channel, I just kind of do, like, whatever. It's just a lot of random stuff I just film and throw up there.
I noticed you had a Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah, I did a thing of soda reviews, like throwback soda reviews this last week.
What made you want to do soda reviews?
It's kind of weird because, like, I was out at the store, right? And I found, my girlfriend, she was talking to somebody on Facebook and they had got Ecto Cooler. And I'm like, oh, no way, dude. I got it.
For the new Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
I saw the movie. I actually just saw it, like, a week ago.
What'd you think?
I feel like they could have took a lot more care with that. You know, the fan base really wanted something a lot different than what they got.
Dudes? No.
Well, I'm kidding. I mean that might have helped, but I'm not, you know, don't quote me on that.
No, I actually really enjoyed the new Ghostbusters movie. I felt like the last part of it was very egregious. Like they were, oh, thank you, Josie. getting the full treatment, oddly enough.
Bob and Paul.
But yeah, I felt like it was a bit, that's weird trying to control the soundboard and talk. I can't do this at all. It's like drumming, you know, like I just, not for me.
You're no Sean Ast.
I'm no Sean Ast.
What's going on with your microphone?
Oh yeah. Oh geez. Oh God. Can you hear? All right, we're good. Sean usually fixes his microphone. I'm sure you've heard in other episodes.
Oh yeah.
I won't be doing that. I don't need to. Like,
you don't even have a microphone stand.
I don't. Well, I do. It's there. Anyways. But yeah, I felt like the ending was a bit too much. A lot of CGI. I was like, here's our money. Like right, it felt like that. I felt the character development was decent in it though. I liked it. Anyways, Ecto Coolers. What do you? I saw your video on it.
Yeah, it was just like
got your review.
We're gonna like. It was just really random because it was at the Acme in Portage Lakes and I live in Cuyahoga Falls and like they had it at Giant Eagle at some point and I'm like, you know, let's go get some. And then it just never happened. She got some from one of her friends and she gave one to my daughter and then she drank the other one. So I didn't get any. It's like, wow, that's cold. Right. But like, it's cool. My daughter got to have it, but like, she doesn't have the nostalgia to it, you know, like,
oh, definitely. She wasn't around for it.
Well, she's three. So no,
yeah,
she missed it by a lot.
Couple years.
But so we shot out there and got some, and I don't know, that was, I just kind of threw that one together. Like, I shot all that on my phone. The next two I did the Crystal Pepsi one. I did that all with the actual like DSLR camera, and that was just kind of like, I was a big fan of Crystal Pepsi when I was a kid, so I'm like,
I don't even really remember. I remember Crystal Pepsi. I just don't remember like how good it was or what it tastes. I'm sure it tastes like Pepsi, correct?
Yeah.
We did it, we drank it.
I didn't, I wasn't here.
Oh,
yeah.
I think that it was only
when
it came out in the 90s, I think it was only out for like 6 months when it came out in the 90s, but I was like, I had already had it before then, but I just wanted to make a video. I'm like, I figured I'll just do all these throwback sodas. Like I did that. And then I did Surge was the last one. I don't think I'm going to do anymore.
Yeah. Sergey. Yeah. That's what he kept calling it. was it true that it used to be called Urge?
It used to be called Urge when it came out in Norway. And that was like, I want to say that was in like 95 or 96. I did a lot of research for that video, actually.
Honestly, like even the Crystal Pepsi and stuff like that, your references were dead on and everything like that. I was like, wow, this is informative and fun.
Right?
I enjoyed that.
I try. Thank you.
We just had a Basement Comedy Show 7 this past Saturday.
Hell yeah.
We
that was fun.
Pile a bunch of our friends in the basement and comedians come up and tell jokes. We had Jensen Strock, which was our first female comedian we've ever had here. Killed it. Really good. Walter Hemmelgarn. Was in insane. And Sean Boyd did about an hour and 25 minutes, but it was great. It was like a marathon of comedy. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then at the end, we did a raffle. People had a good time with that. And then someone chugged a bottle of ketchup.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. Well, in the raffle, Josie put together this badass raffle basket, right?
It was, there was a wrestler or some fighter dude, I don't know, it's from the Dollar Tree. So, fighter dude. You know.
There was something to represent every podcast on our network, which was cool.
Basketball hoop for Chris Clem's Cavs Cast.
Oh, nice. I didn't see that in there.
The wrestler for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. Mm-hmm.
Or the fighter, whatever.
The fighter.
Yeah. There was another. A DVD, Starship Trooper DVD.
Oh, yeah, I can't read.
Yeah. I threw that one in there.
My bad, I forgot.
You're a fan of Starship Troopers?
Yeah.
Who isn't really, right?
Dude, any movie that Jake Busey's in, I'm all about that.
Right on.
That's a movie where the men and the women shower together and change together and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah.
My favorite part of that movie is where they get tattoos, and it's like a little laser.
That was awesome.
I'm like, it's sweet.
I always love the idea of these arachnid bugs throwing asteroids at our planet. From their planet. That was like the whole thing of why we hated the bugs. And I thought that was a really cool thing. People don't do that enough. Throw asteroids at us.
Yeah, that's not what they do enough. There was a Mark's Hard lemonade to represent this podcast.
Oh, yeah, yes. The Mark's Hard. That was good. Mm-hmm. Josie made that. Well, mm-hmm. not the drink.
I totally made that.
Yeah.
The can said Mark's Hard.
You made the label?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right on. So
that was it's pretty impressive. Yeah. It was a gift basket of sorts. And then you gave away a book bag?
Oh, yeah,
So there was warm ketchup in the gift bag too, because that was what we were talking about.
Yeah,
so there's
Sean warm really ketchup. Warm ketchup.
So we put the warm ketchup in the gift bag, and as soon as somebody won it, Yudi won it.
Yeah,
shout out to Yudi. Mm. And then as soon as it happened, somebody was like, "I'm gonna chug that warm ketchup. I already said it."
Yep.
And then it turned into a big thing.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. If you look at one of ours, I'm sure there's a live stream of it. Yeah, it was awful looking. Yeah. The whole entire bottle, like, took off the top and everything. Didn't use a squeeze.
Didn't stop once.
Yeah, it was pretty
impressive.
I can't
eat normal ketchup now.
Yeah, wow, there you go.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Ruined it for you.
Yeah, this is...
But yeah, so Sean Ast isn't here. He's on vacation. yeah. I've been waiting to use that all day. And only he will laugh at it. when I went to Michigan to record... my band Leota's new record, and Sean kept saying that I was on vacation. I was like, no, I'm like working, you know, and we're not getting paid for it, but I'm putting work in, you know? Yeah. And it really got under my skin that he kept saying I was on vacation. Cause we went to fucking Saginaw, Michigan. Like, that's where I want to go. Saginaw. I mean, beautiful place, but we stayed in Flint. Like, it was a nice place.
Did you drink the water?
We did not. Actually, we made noodles with the water though, but we boiled it. So I think we're all right.
Yeah.
We're good. Okay. You sound like you knew. I don't know if you did a video on Flint, Michigan water.
What's your next taste
of shit? Right, I got ideas.
Nostalgia of beverages. Flint, Michigan water. No, it's still unsafe to drink, yeah. But so Sean is actually at what, SmackDown?
Yeah.
Yes.
With Joe Flock, friend of the show. I'm killing the bell right now. So he's not here, so I apologize that you're not getting the full treatment. I'll try to be as Sean-asty as possible, but I can't promise anything. Anyways, Basement Comedy Show 7 was a blast. Warm ketchup chugging was a blast. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll hop back in and get to know you a little bit more, man.
Right on.
Hit it, Bob. Seamless. That's my bad. I should have given you more of a warm-up to it. You're probably not turned up or some shit.
Yeah,
look, it is just like Sean's here, because everything's ruined. And nothing works.
Yeah. I don't care about your boyfriend. He don't like me anyway.
Hello and welcome to this week's commercial for I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
Join us every week as we kick off the show with entertainment news, then we dive into Genre 5, which is a list of 5 of our most loved or hated genres, actors, things in movies, television, comics, or video games. I get it, not all of that is considered a genre, but get off my ass, it's hard to think of different subgenres every week, so yes, we take liberties with the name. Then fall down the rabbit hole that is Test of Tony, in which Tony, and sometimes me if I have the gumption to partake, gets to relive a movie from his past, and with his old sage-like eyes, tells me if it stands the test of time and passes the test of Tony. And to cap off this wild ride of two dickheads giving their opinions on movies, we head into Movie of the Week, where our heroes both watch the same movie and discuss it. Honestly, it's more like a book club. Either way, check us out at lousyweathermedia.com, and now enjoy the show, and as always, go burn books.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Ah, oh, we're back. We're back from break. David Burge, we got you here right now. So, where were you born?
I was born right here.
Akron.
In Akron.
What hospital?
General. I think most kids are born in General, weren't they?
So what, you get off of 76 and then you go, I actually don't know where General Hospital is, I can't make it down, but hit geography real quick.
And yeah. Now, for another edition of...
Geography!
With Sean Ast.
Oh, I should have turned you down, damn it. All right, and how were you in school? What'd you do? What was the early life of David Burge? I'm flying through this interview already.
You can't even touch the floor.
Oh, no, I can, Josie.
Oh, okay. Just the way you were sitting. Oh.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to get comfortable. I just like to put my feet up on this.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Catching shit from her. Oh. Sean Ass doesn't get this type of treatment. God damn, anyways.
Wait, just wait till he gets back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, why are you mad at him?
I am pissed at Sean.
He's got a bone to pick.
Well, I wonder if he'll listen to this. Go ahead.
Yeah, let him listen to this. He wrote on 3 pages of my brand new notebook.
And I don't understand why you get so aggro about your notebook.
Because that one
those
is
are your pages?
Mine. Yes.
Did you pay for this?
This one, yes.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
And the first one. Sean bought one to make up for writing in the first one so much and then wrote in that one.
That's funny. I always buy food for Sean because I eat all of his while wasted. I just wander into the freezer.
What you're doing is now like coming back on me. So stop eating Sean's food. Yeah. Maybe he'll stop writing in my notebook.
Oh, no. I'm sure he didn't take down any of this equipment because of that. So I think he's getting back at me already for that, not writing your notebook. Anyway, so what was early life like? What were you doing?
I actually grew up around here. I grew up in Goodyear Heights.
Where at? I'm sure Sean is interested to know. This podcast is for Sean. It's like a dedication. It's almost like he died.
From my boy.
Yeah, Sean, pouring out. Sean. From my boy. I hope he doesn't mind on his floor.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Paige, lick it up. Don't shake your head at me, Josie. Go ahead, man.
But yeah, I went to school over here, and then when I was like 16, I moved to West Akron. I went to Firestone for high school. I met a lot of people who were in the arts program and stuff. I kind of got more into that stuff. I started making videos when I was like, I don't know, 15 maybe. My dad bought a camera from the thrift store, and like, he just kind of gave it to me, so...
What kind of camera?
It was just a shitty, like, VHS-y camcorder.
So is that the one with the actual huge VHS, or is that the one with the
smaller,
tiny one? Yeah, that you had to put into... Yeah, all right. I remember we used to make skate videos back in the day, and we would have the little... They looked like cassette tapes.
Yeah.
And then you'd pop... But they were, like, mini VHS ones. They actually had the ribbon. And then you'd pop it into a big VHS tape and put that in.
Yeah.
And then we would edit VCR to VCR. Was that what you were doing?
Mm-hmm.
I remember those.
Right on. Yeah, we'd have like the blue screen in between each like change and stuff like that. It wasn't very good editing, but we tried. So your dad got you into making movies. Like, was he ever into that? Or
I mean, kind of like he was always on the fringe of a lot of stuff. Like he was really into like radio stuff and like I'm trying to think of other stuff he got me into, like science fiction when I was a little kid. Like he was always bringing that around, like Star Trek, Star Wars. All that stuff. And records, too. He always would get all his records out. Like, now I'm into records and stuff.
Your collaborative channel, which is, hold on, I have it written down. But you can say it if you'd like.
It's
Full Metal Mad Men, right?
That's
and
right.
Metal Mad Men is all one word?
Yeah.
Okay, right on. That took me a minute to... I kept, like, putting Full Metal Madam for some reason, like, typing it in. I was like, what is this? But, yeah, you guys seemed like to have a very... geek-centric background?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, I think that's more just the way we were kind of writing stuff, because, like, Darren Lassen is the other half of that channel.
Right.
He does most of the writing. I do most of the post-production stuff, but, like, we do get together. Like, there's some skits that we've done that are more, like, you know, it'd be, like, an idea we both came up with, and then he would put the script together. We would kind of shoot from that, and then post-production, I go in, I do all the editing. I do, like, I shoot everything, which is really hard because if you're in the videos, cause a lot of times it's just me and him making videos.
Mm.
Sometimes we have a bigger group, but,
Yeah, your buddy Chris, I believe.
Yeah.
And sometimes your girlfriend, Simone is her name.
That's right.
Right on.
So we all kind of get together like when everybody's free, but a lot of times it'll just be me and him because everybody's busy with stuff and like scheduling is just a real pain in the ass.
Yeah, it seems like you guys have actually a decent amount of production value into your stuff. Like, are you guys using green screens?
With the one video, yeah, we used a green screen. That's what the studio was. I had a studio in the Valley and we just like ended the lease there. And I have to be out of there by the 1st of October. So, like, before I came here today, I was cleaning up down there. Packed the green screen up and stuff. But yeah, like, the teleportation app, I think, or teleport app is the name of that video. Green screen heavy, like...
What does he say? He's like, Jacqueline Phoenix. Yeah. I laugh so hard at that shit. Because they go back... He has a teleporter app, and they go to the Roman Coliseum.
Yeah.
And it's shots from Gladiator. And he points, and he goes... Jacqueline Phoenix, and it pans the Joaquin Phoenix. I enjoyed that a lot. Me and my roommate laughed really hard at that joke.
Right on.
That was good. But yeah, it seems like you guys are like really trying to, I don't know, like make sketches, it seems. Yeah. So you said he does all the writing and you do all the shooting.
Yeah, for the most part. And it's...
like full script writing, or is it mostly improv?
We do full scripts for the most part.
Wow, so you memorizing the lines and shit?
Yeah, I mean, we still got the scripts handy.
Yeah.
Because like normally our shooting schedule is like a week. Because, like, I think we have 30 videos right now on that channel, and, like, we started in October, and we stopped in, like, early June. I'm not sure when that teleport app came out, but that was, like, that's, like, our season. Like, we do all that whole time. We take the summer off, and then we're going to come back this October. I think October 25th is kind of our goal. Like, I want to put up a video on that date, because that's when we put up the first video on this channel. But actually... Him and I had a web show before.
Stuck in Akron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had that back in 2009, 2010, somewhere.
I was about to say, no offense, the quality of the video upload, I was like, this has to be way older than... Because stuff that you guys are shooting now, like, looks really, really well done. This stuff, like, looked like it was from a way older camera or something like that.
That was from... that was a mini DV camera that I used to have, and that was all... I think everything we did was single camera for that. So, like, there wasn't a lot of... Like, if we had to do a thing where there was, like, you know, I'd be talking, and then we'd flip the shot around to, like,
somebody else. Right, like, over-the-shoulder type stuff, yeah.
Yeah, we would do, like... We would shoot all of it one way, and then I'd flip the camera around, we'd redo it, the whole thing, shot the other way.
Now, do you get a lot of bleed from, like, each, like, conversation? Because, obviously, you're not saying the exact same thing the opposite time of him, like, coming back at you with other lines.
We would take long pauses for everything. Because, like, that's one thing that... We kind of got together on, like, how we were going to set those up. But, like, that was really, like, that was the genesis of everything we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the first time that him and I really got together and we're like, you know, let's commit to doing this. Because, like, we had done other stuff when we were in high school. Because I went to high school with him. We'd done other stuff when we were in high school and it was just kind of like, you know, we would have a plan, but then we would just be messing around. And, like, we really didn't get anything done. And, like, I still have all that old stuff, too. And it's funny because... He wasn't on making videos for the longest time, and like I kept having him come over. I'm like, let's watch these old videos, man. Let's watch these.
Yeah.
And then he finally was like, all right, you know, right on, man. We'll get back into doing this.
What's kind of cool about Stuck in Akron is the first episode seems like what you were just talking about. Like he wanted to start doing these like videos, but like didn't have the gumption to do so or whatever.
Yeah.
And then like you were sitting there like, oh, let's just go shoot the shit over here and figure out some ideas. Like that's like the whole first episode. And then it goes on from there.
Mm-hmm.
Him puking like red Kool-Aid and stuff and you pissing blue, drinking blue Kool-Aid. Yeah, I thought that was really neat. So when did you guys meet?
I met him in high school. I want to say like I think we were freshman or sophomore in high school. So like 2002 maybe.
Right on. And what brought you to the West Side?
We moved. My parents moved and... That's just where that's where they bought a house. So, but it was cool though, because like it was a really big switch in like environment. And like I didn't have any friends on that side of town. So like I had to like, you know, meet a whole bunch of new people. And I don't know, like it's cool to move like when you're young. Cause I think I was 14 when we moved, 14 or 15. But like when you moved to another side of town as a little kid, like you can reinvent yourself as a kid.
True.
And like that was really cool.
You could also destroy yourself in minutes as a new student as well.
I tried not to do that.
Yeah, I would imagine. After that, I was like, oh, I can't wait to fuck up today. No, I mean, I went to, I moved from like Catholic school to Talmadge private school or public school. And I was fucking so scared the first day there. Like just being around all those new people that probably smoked cigarettes and didn't like God. And I was used to those people around me. So yeah, I was terrified. I wasn't about like, I'm going to reinvent myself. I was like, I sure hope they like who I am, you know?
I mean, I felt like that too. I was definitely nervous, like, because I didn't know anybody, and I had gone to private school too before that, because before we moved, I was going downtown. I was going to school downtown because both my parents worked downtown. And going to school there was, like, really strange for me because, like, I went to Cyberling to begin with, and then for middle school, I went to a private school. It was called Interfaith Family Elementary, which is now called, like, Hope Academy or Hope something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's down on Arlington now.
Yeah.
But...
Small school?
It was really small, dude. Like, there were probably 100 kids in the building.
Do you guys even have, like, sports teams?
No.
Okay, right on.
There was none of that.
I went to Chapel Hill Christian School, and we had teams within the school. Like, you were, like, colors, like, orange, green, and, like, red, and then you would, compete against each other, and then there was another school that we competed with that was like 40 minutes away. Wasn't that cool? I'm surprised I brought that up. Did you play any sports in high school?
I tried to play football for Firestone, but Firestone is like, no offense, I don't know about them now, but at the time they were like the worst football team like to be. We would only get like, I want to say there was maybe like 25 dudes on the whole team.
Oh wow.
So like if you played JV, like you also played varsity, and like you would play like every game, every down of every game, because like there weren't different groups of teams. It was just like they'd shuffle the people around.
Yeah, so you didn't make it the cut.
I just was tired of it, and like we did two. I think the first time I did two a days, I remember I used to walk to school, and like I walked up there. We did the thing where like you break in the middle, you know, and then you're whatever, you finish the day out. I remember I walked home, I laid down on the couch, and like it was the first time it's ever happened to me. I fell asleep, and I slept like for the whole next day, because I was just so exhausted.
In 2 days, what? Two games in a day?
Two practices.
Ah, thank you, Josie. Mm-hmm. You played a lot of football, Josie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was your position? No, ooh, kidding. What was your position on the football team?
I had never made it that far.
Really?
They wanted me to be a lineman, and they were like, you need to... At the time, I weighed 150 pounds. They're like, you need to gain 50 pounds. I'm like, I'm not gaining weight.
Can they say that to a kid? Probably not now. Then they could.
I don't
know. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Right on. So, okay, you're right on the same age. So they were still like, yeah, you can tell a kid to gain or lose weight then.
I don't know. It was madness, though, because I remember like just like being working with all these other dudes. Like all these other dudes are like 250 pounds or like more. And they're like, yeah, you need to gain like 50 pounds. You can be like, I'm like, I don't want to fucking do that.
Yeah, that sounds awful, right? Are you going to gain muscle or just fat, you know?
That's probably what it would have been. I would have been at Burger King, like, daily. It's like, I need, like, all the Whoppers. Just give me all the Whoppers you got right there.
All of them.
So you spoke about the arts program there. How was that?
I wasn't in it, but I met a lot of people that were. They were, like, because what they would do is, like, kids who went to Miller South, they would go there. And then they would just kind of, like, bring people in from other schools. Like, if they wanted to go to school for some specific discipline, whether it be, like, I don't know. I think they had like a dance. There was an acting. There was a couple different like graphic design programs. I think they had people come in for band as well. But like it was just cool because like you had a mix of a lot of people from a lot of different places who were already kind of had like these goals to be like whatever.
Proficient in like the field that they were going for.
And like I just thought that was kind of a cool experience because when I went to college, like I was already kind of prepared for people to be like, you know, set in like what they want to do. And one thing that when I went to college, because I went to Akron U, when I started going there, they have a radio station.
Yeah.
And I was all about, like, I want to go to Akron so I can be on the radio station. I was, like, so all about it, right?
What'd you want to do, actually, like, be on radio, like, talking and stuff like that?
Yeah. So I went up there, and it's $75. It's one credit, and you can go, it's per semester, so, like, you got to pay $150 for the year. Mm. But they have a TV station, and they have the radio station. So I did the first semester there, and I was actually on the radio for, I don't know, maybe like 3 months.
Were you doing like a specific show?
When I was there, there were two different things. They had the daytime, like it just played like pop music, and then at night they had night rock, and it was like, I don't even know what you call that, like new metal music, I guess, at the time.
Right on. Yeah.
Jumping totally off.
Disturbed.
Yeah, stuff like that was going on. So I did originally, because like you don't get a say in the beginning, it's just kind of they stick you where they have a time slot. So I did the pop music stuff for a couple weeks, and then I was on Night Walk.
Sounds like a really boring radio show.
This is
still walking. It's still dark.
I'm scared. But I was on Night Rock for probably another, I don't know, 2 months or something. And then, like, I learned so much when I was there, like, about just radio production. Because it's, like, a legit studio. Like,
right.
You have, you know, there's three different rooms, and then there's, like, editing bays for the TV station that you can go into. And at the time, it was stuff I'd never seen, because I was, like, it's just all this professional stuff, like, in this area, and it's just so cool, because, like, if you're, like, interested in doing that kind of stuff, that's a great way to, like, get in and see it all without having to, like, you know, buy all the stuff yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Or, like, get into an actual legit station.
Yeah.
Even though it was, but yeah, I understand.
But, I mean, you'd get paid if you actually got a job at a radio station. Yeah,
very true.
I would be, and actually it's funny, because I went to middle school with a kid who now, he does the, oh God, what does he do? Like, he does, like, weather and traffic, I think, on one of those three stations down there by Acme on West Market.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah, is that radio?
Yeah.
Right on.
He does, like, I guess it's weather and traffic and something else, maybe, like, sports updates, but he does, like, all the little short things. His name's Aaron Coleman, but I went to middle school with him, and, like, he got into that, must have been after, because I didn't know he was even interested in that kind of stuff.
Now, on the radio show that you were doing, were you, like, introducing the songs? Were you able to say whatever you wanted, or did you have, like, a script that they gave you?
There was, like, there were limits to what you could say, because every time you did it, you had to make a tape, and then you would take the tape in, and then they would review it, like, the people who ran the station.
So it would be ran after, it wouldn't be ran live.
Oh, no, it ran live, okay. But you had to tape it while you were doing it.
Yeah.
And then, like, you would say, like, you know, hey, these songs are coming up, blah, blah, blah. You could have people call in, but, like, I think that was only at night. People didn't ordinarily call in during the day, but, like, you'd have people call in, like, the way they would do it was people call in during the breaks, and then you could take whatever they said and edit it to keep people from, like, calling in and saying, like, whatever. Something.
Fuck! Right? Damn it.
But they had also, everything was on a 5-second delay, so if somebody did do that, you could, like, dump
the
feed.
Drop. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which was really weird, because, like, they used to do, like, a live sports show on, I want to say it was Sunday mornings, or Saturday mornings, something like that, but, yeah. Like, people would call in, and, like, that button, like, was getting worn out. Because it was everybody, like, all the drunk frat daddies were calling in, like, oh, Ohio State, fuck yeah!
Yeah, and they'd be like, dump
it. Like, stop it!
That's awesome. So, like, you went to school for radio?
No, I just worked on a radio station when I was there. I actually never finished college.
What were you going for?
Originally, I was going for communications, and then I went for 2 years. I did really bad I went for a year, and the second semester of the first year, I did really bad. But I still did great at the TV station and the radio station.
What happened with your studies?
You know, I was involved in, like, just girls and, you know, all that bullshit that you get caught up in, and drinking.
And can't study, like, anymore, I understand. Yeah.
I was just being reckless and stupid.
Were you taking, like, a lot of classes at the time?
I was just taking full-time. I wasn't doing anything, like, above and beyond.
Still full-time. I mean, I understand. It took me, like, 6 years to get a 2-year associate's degree. So I just really kept it small so I could, you know, focus on my classes.
That's what I did going back, because I went back a couple years ago, and I was doing, like, I think I only did one class at a time. So, like, one semester I would do one class. I did that for, like, a year and a half. And in the middle of that, too, I broke my ankle, which was really great because it was, like, winter time, and I had to walk around campus with crutches in the winter.
So bad. Oh,
all right, so I got a couple notes here. The comic book day, it's a little short that you guys did. Was that Darren's idea?
Yeah, he...
JC's comic, by the way. Shout out to them. Stopped going there because I had a pull. Like, you know, they give, like, certain issues. Like, I'm like, hey, give me this.
Yeah.
And I stopped, like, getting it for, like, I don't know, 5 weeks. And he hit me up and he was like, hey, you coming to get this? I was like, totally. And then I never did. Felt terrible about it. He's a really good dude, too. I've been in there, like, once after that. What's his name?
I think his name's JC, actually.
Yeah, okay, right on. And, he really good guy. And, like, I saw he was dressed up as the Joker in the video.
Yeah.
Yeah, that blew my mind. I've never seen him go in, like, cosplay before.
I saw him when we went to, we did a Comic-Con video as well.
Yeah, the Akron Comic-Con, right?
Yeah. And that was, the comic book day was kind of like a follow-up to that, because that video at the time had the most hits on our channel. So that was kind of like, you know, let's try and make something more comic book oriented to see if we can, like, get that same group of fans to come back. Because, like, YouTube's weird, because the whole thing, like, with YouTube is you kind of got to figure out, like, you know, why are people watching your videos?
Yeah, what's your niche?
Yeah, and, like, we still don't really know what that is.
Well, it seems, like, very skit-based, and then also, like, kind of, like, exploring other things, like Akron, like, obviously stuck in Akron. Like, I love the, he goes to the park and shows Hump Rock and shit like that, and then he's like, why am I doing this? Park sucks and shit like that. Like, I thought that was, like, really cool, and that was, what, 2009, you said?
Yeah.
And it seems now you guys have stepped up in, like, the production value and also... the content itself.
Yeah.
And even like the free comic book day was actually pretty cool, because people that don't know about it have probably heard about it and stuff. I mean, like, you go in there and you say, like, yeah, you should buy things. I thought that was nice of you guys to say. A lot of people are just like, oh, it's free. Go in there and pick away. And retailers don't like that very much.
Comic books are crazy, though, because, like, I was always into comic books when I was younger, and, like...
What were your favorites?
For sure, Batman. Like, Batman by far, because there's just so many different, like, offshoots of that character. Like, I don't know. Really just Batman. Like, I'm crazy about Batman.
Right on.
And I want to say, like, I used to read a lot of old, like, X-Men, because when the cartoon was out when I was a kid, like...
Yeah,
I was
the 90s X-Men. Cartoon, yeah.
And whatever it is, Infinity Crusade, like, Infinity Wars, all that shit. Like,
yeah.
That shit was cool. But, yeah, like, him and I were just both into comics, so, like, but him way more than I was, because he's got, like, so much deep-ass knowledge. Like, I'll start telling him about something that's happening, like, in my life, and he'd be like, oh, it's just, like, this issue of The Flash, like, this happened, and I'm like, oh, bruh, what? But, like, he knows about this stuff. Yeah, for real,
deep cuts, definitely. Dude. You ever been to a free comic book day, Bob?
No, I have not.
Josie?
No.
Wow, don't fucking scoff at me.
I mean, when have I ever
shown interest in comics?
Once even talked about it, other than right now.
I don't know. I mean, like, a lot of people just go to free comic book day because they're like, free shit.
No.
It's like free hot dogs. Like, people like, I mean, I don't really like hot dogs, but it's free. I'm going to go get some.
I'd rather get a hot dog than a comic book.
Fair enough. I'll let you know about free hot dog day. No, I've been to free comic book day up in Cleveland before, and it's usually like dog shit books and stuff like that. But I mean, like, it's supposed to obviously, like,
push. I would like a dog shit book.
What? You want a dog shit book? Yeah. Read it with Ripley.
A sticker book?
Yeah. Scratch and sniff. No. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I give myself a bell. I control it.
I give you a fake laugh.
Fake laugh, you son of a bitch. You are getting the full treatment today. I'm stoked that we have all this. We usually have like a little thing over here that has sound effects and stuff. I didn't know how to work it, and it was dead, and it's like a bitch to use, I guess. And Sean was like, just don't worry about it. Do it live. Fuck it. I was like, right on, man. Thanks. Later, have fun in SmackDown. But yeah, free comic book day, I always like, it's weird, like, you get a lot of different people there that like aren't really for comics, and especially now with movies and stuff like that going that way, everyone's going for free comic book day and stuff. Like, I saw Suicide Squad in there. Marvel was doing Civil War 2 and stuff like that. That was there, and they had like, I think, a Pokemon comic. They had a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, dude, I still have the bag of them in my car, but I go and, you know, you get one of all the free ones or whatever, but like, I always try to grab a couple for my daughter because like, I want her to get into comics and stuff. Like, last year there was a SpongeBob one and I think a Sonic one, so I gave her those. I'm like, you know,
old is she?
She's 3.
Right on. But does she read yet?
What?
I don't know when kids learn how to read.
Oh, no, she can't read yet.
Okay.
But she loves the pictures and stuff, so, you know.
Definitely, but I mean, I feel like, for me, growing up, like, I hated reading books. My mom was just like, fine, just look at this picture book. And then I actually ended up starting to have to try to read it to understand what was happening throughout it, because you can only get so much from Superman punching an alien in the
face. I was the complete opposite. I hated comics when I was a kid. I was like, these are, like, stupid. Like, I don't want to know about Superman punching an alien. I sat down and read fucking, like, 11,000 page books and not 11,000.
11,000, eh?
Like 1,100 page books and shit.
That's insane.
And then, like, when I was like, I don't know, 20 something, I don't know. I was like, oh, comics aren't just about people beating each other up.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of.
And that's when I got into them. But it wasn't like, it was way later.
Especially with, like, how comics have been going too. Like, I mean, like, you get a lot more, like, The Walking Dead, for instance. I mean, that comic's more about all the characters in it than it is anywhere near about the zombies. Like, it's about the development of the characters. Like, comics have become, like, a thing for adults now, because those were the people that were reading before and grew up with them, and they didn't have anything other than the comics that they were making for kids, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was really cool that you guys did a little spot on Free Comic Book Day. What else I got? Prank a Puss TV.
All right.
Are you affiliated with this or no?
Yes.
Okay, right this on. You weren't in the video.
This one was my idea.
Oh, really?
So, are you familiar with H3H3 Productions, the YouTube channel? His name's Ethan, and his wife, Ela, and they do these videos, like, where they just kind of, like, critique and, like, just bring up, you know, YouTube bullshit, like, memes and whatever, like, shit that they think is, like, fucked up in YouTube.
So they commentate on YouTube, basically.
Basically, yeah. This is kind of a trend. Like, there's a lot of channels that do this, but, like, I think they're the most creative, for sure. Like,
really? The people that comment on other people's creativity?
Oh, yeah, dude. It kind of scares me, being a YouTube creator, because
You don't want to show up there one day?
I really don't want to be, because like this shit gets real. Like they come to like people's houses and like they come into their personal lives and shit. Yeah, like
would they like answer for this?
I'm kind of, but like it's more just basically it's like YouTube beef. Like if you know this creator is like, hey, this other dude sucks.
Yeah.
Everybody who follows that guy is gonna go to that dude's channel or go to that dude's social media
and just spew hate
and just fuck it up. And like it sucks because like I'm not anywhere near popular enough to worry about this right now. But if I'd ever got to that point, like, dude, that would I would be fucked up. Like, I don't see how people deal with that shit.
I also heard that YouTube's now starting to do a thing. It's called like Heroes or something like that.
Yeah, that like
explain that a bit to me. My roommate started to, and I kind of understand where you're going, but go ahead.
They like YouTube is catching a lot of hate because they're changing a lot of stuff. But yeah. The YouTube Heroes thing is basically it rewards people for flagging videos. That's the thing that everybody's mad about.
Now, when they flag the video, do they say what's wrong with it? Or is it just like, I hate this, fuck them and flag it?
Well,
because you get 3 flags, then you're like gone, right? Yeah. They cancel the channel.
Well, you can, there's an appeals process.
The channel or the video?
No, like your whole channel's done after 3.
Yeah.
Like 3 strikes, you're out. Channel.
So like those dudes that are like critiquing videos and they're like, oh, this is fucked up. This dude's doing like mom makeout day. Yeah. And then like, everyone goes to his channel and starts flagging it. He'll get shut down.
And it's shitty.
But now the appeals thing, I'm interested in this. Go ahead.
Basically, this is how it used to work. There was an appeals process with YouTube where
YouTube court.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like that, but you sent like it was just like an automated thing that you've like clicked through the pages, you know, and like kind of filled out your own little reason why you think that this is wrong or whatever. But it used to be none of our videos are monetized, none of my channel, none of the other channel,
meaning you don't have ads.
Yeah, well, we don't get any money because now there's ads on everything.
Oh really?
Now yeah, YouTube just changed that like a month ago. Everything's got ads on it now.
Oh, okay.
And that's part of the flagging thing. They want to make stuff advertiser friendly, so even if like now you can be flagged for foul language.
Wow.
Which is like everything I've ever watched on YouTube probably is not probably would be flagged.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like, everyone said, I mean, it's YouTube, like, they say fuck all the time right. And shit. Now, is there going to be, like, a rating system that they're going to try to, like...
I'm not exactly sure what the next step is with it, but the reason everybody's upset about it is that, you know, they're rewarding people for flagging. So, like, if it's a copyright thing, you know, flag. And then in the video where they're explaining how it works, there's a way you can just mass flag videos. Like, you can just have a screen full of videos up and just flag them. And it's like, that's not really fair because it's just setting it up for people who hate somebody or who doesn't like somebody's content based on something outside of these guidelines.
What's the reward system?
You get points and then you can use the points for like unlock other like YouTube stuff, like YouTube services of some kind.
So like Red or whatever it is, like the...
I don't think you get that, but like you just get other like... YouTube will do other things for you. I don't believe you get paid or anything.
That's good.
If they paid people, it would definitely be all over.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, everyone would be fucking it. Anyways, prankapuss.tv. Go ahead.
Prankapuss.tv was basically my jab at, like, prank channels. Because there was a specific video that was on the H3H3 channel. They were talking about... I buy a lot of shit on Craigslist. This is why I kind of came up with this idea. But... In the video, this girl goes and she buys a TV off of Craigslist, and like the whole setup of the video was like, this is why you don't buy stuff on Craigslist.
Right.
And like,
it's almost like a PSA, like a service announcement.
Well, that's what the original one was kind of supposed to be, was like, you know, the original video that we were making fun of is like the girl comes in the house and like, they just got like a hidden camera set up. She comes in the house and then like 3 dudes in ski masks pop out and she's like screaming. And then she busts out the door and she's like running down the street. And the dude catches up with her and he sits her down. He's like, hey, you know, it's just a prank. She's like, why the fuck would you do that? That's so fucked up. But then it came out later that it was all an act and she was just an actress
right.
in the video. And so I'm like, what if I spun this so the girl had a gun?
Yeah, no, I honestly, my jaw dropped. I was like, holy fuck. Because at first I wasn't like sure that she was, obviously you get that after you watch it. But yeah, I was like, whoa, this is insane. She pulls a gun and shoots all 3 dudes.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah,
I said it, it's all right.
But yeah, I thought that was a kind of a really clever way to approach that. And not only that, you did all the like the gunshots and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was all. Because like, I use Adobe Premiere to edit. But it's like the cheaper one, like it's called Premiere Elements. So
yeah.
Like you don't have to get the subscription and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little more stripped down. Like you can't go in like deep and like map individual points to like do green screen stuff. But like I've messed with a little bit of the CGI effects and like this is just a lot easier way to do it, because like a lot of that stuff, I just find videos on YouTube. Like you can go on and find like chroma key stock stuff on YouTube,
right?
And then just save it and then overlay it on your own videos.
I didn't know that.
And a lot of it's free. So as long as you have something that you can do like chroma key effect or like green screen key.
So it's kind of like public domain on YouTube?
Yeah, a lot of it is. Some of it's just stuff people upload. Like if, like, you ever watch any of those like Major League Gaming videos where like they put like Snoop Dogg doing the little like.
Yeah, and I saw that in a few of your videos. Yeah.
That somebody made that. Like somebody took the music video and then they cropped out the background and then they put it on YouTube and it just spreads all over.
Right
on.
That's like the Shia LaBeouf thing too. Like the dude. Yeah.
Well, I think he did that on purpose. He put that up as a green screen.
Right, and yeah, he's like, just go ahead and, like, fuck with it, right.
There's one, too, that Jean-Claude Van Damme made, and it's funny, because this dude made a video where it's Jean-Claude Van Damme, but he's, like, really tiny. Like, he's like, I can't, how can I explain this so people understand?
Like a, what are those little army guys?
Like a green army man.
Small soldiers?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's like a green army man size. Yeah. And, like,
I thought you were talking about, like, the movie,
Small Soldiers. Yeah, I thought
so, too. Commando Elite.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Gorgonites.
Nice. Wow, good pull.
There you go.
That's a good movie. One thing about that movie I remember is the chick had a Honda Elite scooter.
Yes.
And I'm like, I want one of those. Those are badass. And it's set in Cleveland, too.
Is it really? Yeah, I don't remember that.
If there's a scene where she's outside a toy store, and if you look, there's a Plain Dealer newspaper box.
Huh.
Like, she goes past it. And, like, I don't know if they ever say it, but, like, it's set in Cleveland.
Or maybe at least shot like, there, yeah.
I think, I remember watching it as an adult, and I was drunk, so I don't really remember. But I remember watching it as an adult and being, like, amazed at how many, like, I remember being amazed at it. I was like, this movie is the most badass movie. And there was definitely reasons, and it might have been, like, I found out that it was in Cleveland or in Ohio, maybe. I was like, oh, that's really cool.
What are you about to say, Josie?
Watched it as an adult, and it made me really sad. The angry soldiers are really mean.
Yeah,
definitely. They're assholes.
Tommy Lee Jones voices Chip, right? Chip Hazard?
Man.
And yeah, the Gorgonites. All they wanted to do was learn, man. Those fucking army dudes, man. Just fucking them up. Douche Genie. Right. How'd you come up with this premise?
Douche Genie was a collaborative video. Like, we were sitting around, and...
Honestly, isn't that title great? I was like, Douche Genie, this is right up my alley. Go ahead.
Me and Darren were sitting around, and it was like... I forget what the fuck he was saying, but I'm like... I think he said, I'm about to go douche it. I'm like, oh, you're about to douche it? Like, douche it?
Yeah.
And then that kind of... We were like... Because we always kind of try to pull our videos out of, like, conversations we have. Like, if we're just sitting around talking about whatever, you know? And, like, we'll say some funny shit and be like, hey, you know, take note. Like, write that shit down.
Yeah, make a skit out of it.
And so, like, that's kind of how that started was, like, well, it's going to be, like, we're going to do shit. Like, we're going to, like, just be talking and then that's going to come up in the conversation. And that was the original idea. And then we kind of sat with it for a little bit. And then he came back a couple days later. He was like, what if it was the douche fairy? Like, the douche fairy appears when you say that, right? And it was like, well... I think he came up with the idea that it was a genie, because it's like, you say douche it, and then the douche genie appears. And you get three douches. Just like with a genie, you get three wishes.
But he's holding the douches. Like, he's like, you got three douches. He's like, I don't have the parts to do that. He's like, yeah, you do. Come into the bathroom with me.
One of the things that I think we owe to Chris.
But they made him a douche, though, too. Like a douchebag of a person. Like the douche genie is like a douchey person that also holds three douches to douche you. I've never said douche so much in my life. Thank you for that, dude.
I'm going to change the description of the video to that.
He's more than welcome to.
A douche that douches and changes you to a douche when you douche.
Douche. Good.
One of the things with that video was like we were kind of making an attempt to use more physical props. And that's something that we owed a lot to Chris, because Chris was really big on, like, you know...
Carrot Top. Never mind, that was a bad joke, I suppose. Carrot Top was a prop comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right on. Got there.
Chris, he's in some of the other videos, but he was big on, you know, having a lot of props.
Yeah.
I guess he kind of is like Carrot Top a little bit.
Yeah, he's not built at all, but yeah, I agree. I don't know Chris at all. He seems actually really funny in the videos. He seems to act really well with them. I also enjoy your girlfriend Simone in them.
Yeah, she's like, she really is just herself in the videos. Like, that's like her personality most of the time.
That's really cool that you're able to use like a lot of different people and that people are down for like being filmed and acting and stuff like that. That's neat that you have that little like conglomerate.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, how'd you get into like starting to edit and starting to like add effects and stuff like that? Because that doesn't seem like something that just kind of comes easily.
For me, like the advent of editing came when there's a video, it's on the channel, it's called Key of Death or Key to Death. it was a project we did for a forensics class when I was in high school. And it was like, they gave you the option, like, you could either write a report or you could make a video. And I'm like, oh, I totally want to make a video. Fuck writing things. So we, me and my buddy Sean and a couple other people who were in the video, we all got together and I shot everything with that VHS-C camera. And then that was the first time I hooked the two VCRs together. And then I had a mixing board and I had like a, I think I had a portable CD player. And I was like cueing in music and like cutting, you know, back and forth, pausing the VCR, like doing all this fucking shit. And it was cool because like I had never actually like edited anything like that. I had done like music editing on the computer before, but I'd never done like physical like video editing before.
Right.
And that's kind of where it started. And I, that video for me, like turned out so well. I was like, wow, like I think I have a knack for this.
Mm.
And then when I was like 19, I was dating this girl and she had a laptop and it had Windows Movie Maker on it. And I had a bunch of old videos that I had shot because like I had a smaller camera than I had a mini DV camera and you could upload all the videos on a computer. So I put all these videos on her computer and like I was just on her laptop for like probably a week. And I'm sure she was sick of it because she got it for school. But
I have to learn too.
I spent the whole like week and a half just like messing with all, and I made all these videos out of like stuff that I had been just random shit I had been taping.
And this is the older footage, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then a little later, I got my own computer, and it was kind of like just Windows Movie Maker a lot. And I learned some of that stuff when I was in school too, like when I was taking the stuff at the TV station. I did some editing there, but it was all like smaller, like commercial things. Nothing like no like lengthy like story driven anything. So yeah, like I kind of went from there, and then getting into effects, I met a guy. I used to live. This dude used to live above me. His name's Damian Kendrick. And he had done a couple, like, short films kind of around town. And he had a little group of people that he worked with. And one of the dudes, his name is Joe Cox. And he does effects. And, like, he used to come over to the house all the time. Because, like, they would be making their videos, like, in the front yard. And I'd be outside just, like, hanging out with them or whatever. And, like, he started showing me how he would, like, make these different effects videos. And how, like, it was just so, like, painstaking, some of the process, like frame by frame tracking an object, and just how like
right.
it was at the time, because this was in like 2007 maybe.
Yeah.
And like,
so commercially those programs to like make it track it itself wasn't really available. Yeah. So you literally had to go in frame for frame. Yeah. For frame. That's insane. That's so painstaking.
And like I tried to do that a little bit, and I got a green screen at one point. I just went and bought like some green fabric from the fabric store, and like
you have to get a certain color green.
You know what I did? I went on my phone and I pulled up a green screen like picture.
Yeah.
And I just held it up to the fabric.
Nice.
I'm like, this should be close enough. I don't know. But I guess it doesn't really matter. As long as it's green or blue,
right.
It can be any shade of that. As long as it's the actual color, like not like, you know, as long as it's that actual color, it
yeah.
should be fine. But, I tried out some green screen stuff. Like that would have probably been in like 2009 when we were making the other videos. And it just didn't turn out well, and I was really discouraged from doing that. So I was like, all right, you know, whatever. And then later on, I started doing other stuff where I would just, like, overlay, like, pre-existing stuff. And, like, I just kind of got better at doing it just through practice. And, like, when I got back into it, kind of like you said, the technology at this point now was there to where you didn't have to do everything. It's such a long process. Like,
yeah, it's definitely advanced fucking huge.
Oh, dude, it's amazing how easy it is now.
Yeah. Yeah, I see a lot of instruments in your videos and stuff. Were you playing as a child? Like, when did you start picking up music?
I think I got a guitar when I was, like, I'm maybe, like, 10, 9 or 10. And, like, I don't know. I was never really good at guitar. Like, I'm still not particularly good at guitar, but, like, I have
a bunch. I saw you playing Sweet Child of Mine and shit. National yeah, Anthem, the fucking Rubber Bowl. I really like that video, by the way. You're like, fucking Ozfest was here. So many people have played this, and now I will. It's empty stadium, and yeah, he's just there with the guitar rig.
That video, actually, it's funny because some company bought the Rubber Bowl, and if guess how much they paid for it. Just throw out a random guess how much they paid for it.
I have no idea. Bob, go.
$420.
Nice. I will go $421.
They paid... I think they paid $30,000.
Dude, I won.
Oh, wow. Really? Yeah.
$30,000.
That's insane. That thing's huge.
You were closest without going over, so you get the showcase.
Yes.
But
spin the wheel.
But I there's a number on the Facebook. They have a Facebook page. There's a number on their Facebook page, so I called the number. It's just some guy's cell phone.
And you were like, hey, can I go play at your Rubber Bowl?
Yeah, and he's like, I don't
care. At your Rubber Bowl. That's weird. Why did he buy it? Do you know?
They actually had plans. There was going to be a smaller, like, football team there, like a whatever the minor league football is. I don't know.
Because the grass still looked fine. It's just, like, the stands looked overgrown and shit.
Oh, dude, the stands are destroyed. Like, yeah. I guess when they closed the place, they sold off all the stuff that was there. Like, you could just come in and, like, cut sections of the stands out, like, really? If you wanted to own them.
What, and they just, like, weigh it at the end of it like a fucking buffet?
But I talked to that guy. He was actually really cool. His name's... I can't remember. I can't remember his name, but...
Rubber Bowl Bob. We'll go with that. Shout out to him.
But he was really cool about it. He was like, yeah, just come out and, you know, you can do whatever. But, like, we went there, and I just got a quad chopper. I got a really cheap, shitty quad chopper, but it had, like, a 720p.
And that's, like, a drone, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it had a 720p camera on it. And I'm like, we should just, like, fly this around in here and get some cool shots.
Is that also what you used for the Rolling Acres video?
That actually, I didn't shoot any of that footage.
Oh, okay.
The Rolling Acres video is just, I took a bunch of shit that I saw on YouTube, because I really wanted to go there, right? And, like, every video that I watched where, like, people would talk about it, they're like, don't try to come here, because, like, you're either going to get arrested, or you're going to get fucking mold in your lungs and die.
Right on.
So, or you'll fall and no one will be there to help you.
Safe place. Gotcha.
So, like... But I really still want to go there. Like, I'm still actually...
I like how you said you'll fall and no one will help you. Like, there's people standing around watching, but they're like, fuck him, he came here.
Yeah, the mold people.
The mold people.
That's what I said.
Oh, damn it. Nice. Here. But yeah, so you had the quad chopper.
Yeah, so we had the quad chopper at the Rubber Bowl, and we shot the video where I'm playing guitar with it, and then we also shot the Intergalacron video, which was Darren put that together. He edited that. And that's just quad chopper footage and then some footage from an RC car. It's all, like, GoPro stuff that we shot when we were out there kind of setting up and shooting random stuff. But he set it to a Beastie Boys song.
Oh, nice. Yeah, all right. Let me get a little inside baseball with you. What were you plugged into at the Rubber Bowl?
I wasn't plugged into anything. That was all overdubbed.
Right on. Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, this shit doesn't seem right.
But if you watch it, I'm totally not playing it.
I know. I was like, maybe the video is just a little off, because I made, like, a bass playthrough for my buddy, and I put it through Adobe Premiere, and then I've, like, exported it, and for some reason, it was just, like, a tiny, like, a maybe, like, a beat or two off,
mm-hmm.
And so it just looked way shitty, and he's like, I don't know how to fucking play this. He's like, look at this shit. I was like, all right, my bad. But yeah, no, I caught that, and I was like, I don't think he's plugged in. That was The national anthem started going and shit. So you did that all in post-production?
Yeah, all the audio of me playing guitar was in post.
That's actually really more funny than if you were playing there.
It's funny, though, because I was like, we got out there, and I'm like, how am I going to put electricity? Because there's no electricity out there.
So, right, I'm sure, like, they're not paying bills for it.
Oh, no, dude. I think it's damaged, and, like, they can't,
oh,
they
good.
Can't turn it on. But
$30,000. It's weird.
Isn't that insane?
$420 seems a lot more realistic, doesn't it?
It does. Well, $421, I'd say, but go ahead.
Fuck you.
But that was a cool spot, and, like, that kind of led me into, like, you know, because it led me into, I really wanted to go to Rolling Acres, and that's kind of what led into the Rolling Acres video that I made. But that, dude, that video, so much thought went into that video, and that's why I was so happy when it got all the views it got, because it's almost at, like, I want to say it's close to 2,000 now.
The Rolling Acres one?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was at, like, 18 or 19.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, it's, I think I uploaded it in March, so it's still growing, which is amazing to me, because, like, most of the videos, they kind of plateau after, like, a month. But do you know what Vaporwave is?
No.
All right. Vaporwave is, like, this music. It's basically, they take old, like, 90s music and they slow it down. It's a big thing on the internet. Like, people on, like, YouTube and shit are all into fucking Vaporwave.
It was way creepy, the song that was playing during your fucking Rolling Acres video.
Well, this is what happened, right? So I started learning about Vaporwave, and then there's an offshoot of Vaporwave called Mallsoft, where they take, like, Japanese pop music and slow it down, and then they put it over footage of people in a mall.
Terrifying.
It's really weird, but I'm like, I'm into this, because I don't know, I'm into this. So I'm like, I'm going to start making this video. So I started putting together footage of Rolling Acres that I found online. And, like, I took, what I really wanted to do was I wanted to take footage from when it was open, and then I wanted to kind of, like, juxtapose footage of it now. And I think I got that across, at least.
Definitely. Oh, for sure. That's immediately, like, it was mirrored images almost.
Yeah. I really, like, a lot of effort went into that. And then the song, this is my favorite part, because I didn't even know this. There's a video on YouTube right now. It's the last day that the power was on at Rolling Acres. It's somebody walking around. that song's playing, because that's an actual song. It's by James Ingram.
Yeah.
James Ingram's from Akron, Ohio. Did not know that. But, so last day that mall was open, like, the last day they had power, they played some song by some dude who's from Akron. I'm like, that's nuts.
And that happened to be the song that you used?
I found it. I don't remember how I found it, because I couldn't get it on, like, SoundCloud or anything.
Right.
So I just went online, and I listened to all this dude's music until I found that song. And it was like, it's like a 30-second clip, so I had to, like, really listen carefully for that 30 seconds. And I found it, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm doing this. So I took it, I slowed it down, I think I used Audacity. And I
oh,
like,
so you vape-waved it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took it, I slowed it down, and then you add, like, delays and echoes and shit to make it weird.
Yeah.
And then
it's haunting.
Yeah, well, the parts where it's real slow and, like, super creepy, like, when the footage changes to the old, like, new dank.
Yeah.
When you see the shit like it is now, and I slowed it down, like, I slowed it down, like, extra to make it creepy for those parts. But I think that's actually, like, a lot of that footage is from, some of it's from people around here. Like, there's some dude who flies, like, a quad chopper who's got another channel.
No, they do that fucking rides a motorcycle through it.
Yeah, dude, I saw that shit and I was like, that's insane, because if you fell off your bike down one of those holes, like...
Oh, gone forever.
Fucking game over, dude.
Yeah, no, I was watching the video and I was like, this dude's, like, riding a fucking dirt bike through rolling acres? This is insane, because it shows, like, the side of the helmet's obviously, like, a GoPro. And I was like, is either someone put a camera on a chopper really badly to where it showed like some shit, or that's a fucking dirt bike helmet. And lo and behold, dude looks down, he's like riding a dirt bike. It's wild. But yeah, I thought that was really cool. The imagery of like people walking through the mall, it's so clean and nice. And that song's playing and it's like, the song alone is like weird and haunting, like without being slowed down. And then you slow it down, and you're like, what the fuck? And it's just like Rolling Acres just in like shambles. It's a really neat idea. What made you come up with that?
That was kind of an accident. Like, just the way it all came together was very, like, just luck, I feel like. Because I tried to repeat it. I made a video about O.J. Simpson. And, well, no, because, all right, like...
This, yeah, go ahead. Go into this.
This is how this started. The whole idea was, like, I'm trying to take things, like, from my childhood, from, like, shit I remember from my childhood, I'm trying to display in a video how it is in my head. So, like, Rolling Acres, like, when I look at Rolling Acres now, like, I feel how that song makes you feel.
Okay.
And it's, like... I did the O.J. Simpson one, and, like, in that video, it starts off, it's the end of Ace Ventura Pet Detective, because I went back and I looked up what videos were out when that happened, when that was on TV, because I remember when I was a kid, we were watching some movie, it was not Ace Ventura, but we were watching some movie, and, like, the tape stopped, the tape was rewinding, and, like, you know how on an old VCR, like, when you stop watching a movie, it would go to the TV, like, whatever was on TV? The O.J. Car Chase was on.
Oh.
And I was trying to, like... convey that in that video. I don't think I got it across quite as well as I did like with the Rolling Acres one, but like I was trying to show that because like I put the little like stop play like overlay.
Oh, right on
in the corner,
and, like the snow hit on the screen or some shit. Yeah,
and like it definitely didn't like go over as well. Like I don't know if it's because people just hate O.J. Simpson, because it's quite possible that that's why. But
well, it seems like people have a weird fascination with fucking Rolling Acres.
Yeah, dude. No, like Rolling Acres is the most famous dead mall in America,
which
for
is
some reason.
So weird.
Yeah, I guess.
But like why? Like why Rolling Acres? Out of all the dead malls ever, is this one just like so like looks like I Am Legend or some shit?
I think it's because it just got so bad.
I don't think it happens very often. At least not it has like big buildings like that just deteriorating or that's not common.
Just getting like overgrown.
Yeah, it's usually, just that there's no money there to even tear it down.
Yeah, they would usually tear it down, right?
Right, yeah. There's no money. Yeah. Like, they would sell it. No one wants to buy it, so they're just going to let it sit there.
They just let it
rot. Solid point, Jamie.
I got David Justice's autograph there.
Who?
David Justice.
The baseball player?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember. Wow.
Yeah.
Sports
He's
fans,
married,
huh?
married to Holly Berry.
Oh, was he really?
I know
her.
He was. Yeah.
You get her autograph too?
I wish.
Were they not married yet?
I wish.
Hey, Catwoman, you're my favorite.
No, yeah, they were married at the time.
Oh,
that's
she was
how.
With them?
That's how I knew who he was. No, I'm just kidding.
Because Halle Berry.
No.
How old were you?
No, he played on the Indians, and I was really into the Indians.
Right on.
Bob had to be in school still.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good call.
Definitely. Yeah. I was probably like fucking 12, maybe. 11 or 12.
Right on.
I don't know.
But, so you did this OJ video, and you were trying to convey the fact that you used to watch Ace Ventura and then watch his car chase come on.
Yeah, like, it's just, I'm kind of just trying to show things the way that they happened, like, you know, in my
memory.
To you. Yeah.
That's neat.
And, like, the Rolling Acres video, I felt like people, it got popular for some reason. I don't know if it's because, like, it was just so creepy that, and I know, like you said too, it's a popular, you know, for some reason it's a popular dead mall.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, a lot of people, like, there's another, like, video that had, like, almost a million views on it for Rolling Acres. I'm like, what the fuck for?
Yeah.
Like, have people, like, lost interest in everything on YouTube? That, no offense to you at all, but, like, they're watching fucking Rolling Acres videos? Like, that blows my mind.
Well, see, the thing about Rolling Acres too, though, like, dude, the story behind that mall is so ridiculous, because, like, they opened that mall in 1977. It was a huge draw for all kinds of people in the area, and then it just, like, the 90s just, like, something happened, and it was like, fuck this mall. Like, no one went there anymore. Because yeah. I remember going there in, like, 2005, and there was, like, three stores there. Mm-hmm. Three stores and a JCPenney.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's not that long for something to, like, fold like that, too. Like yeah, 20 years before. Yeah.
Might be, like, what, 30?
It took Chapel Hill twice as long to fold.
Yeah, and they said that they were shutting it down. And, yeah, they're not. They're, like, still opening stores.
Have you been there?
Somebody else bought it.
Yeah, somebody bought it, which is cool, I guess.
He's talking about, because I guess Macy's had a, there's some kind of thing with Macy's where they have to hold that space until the end of the year, but then they can actually find another anchor tenant for that spot. So hopefully at the end of the year, something else.
Whoever bought it was talking about how they wanted to do nothing but local stores inside. It's an interesting idea.
Definitely.
Probably hard to do.
Yes. I don't know if that would make it.
Yeah, how
that's
the fuck
pretty much what's in there right now.
I agree.
There's
we'll
nothing
finish
in there
line,
right now.
Journeys.
When's the last been there? There's like three stores and it smells like shit.
Half of them sell like wolf t-shirts or
it is weird. There's a lot of like Native American culture in there.
Yeah.
like who wants dream catchers? I'm like, oh, finally.
You can get
a store
your,
that sells that shit.
Get your eyebrows pulled with the fucking hair
thread.
The thread thing.
Yeah. Jeff, I mean, it'd be what's kind of weird is that like, what if they did all like people from around here selling shit? Like, what would the food court be like? Would that be like Sbarro's and Panda
La
Express?
That
is gone?
Would be like DeVita's.
DeVita's.
Hell yeah, dude.
DeVita's. This sounds badass.
Yeah.
Actually.
All right.
La Loma
we need to get
DeVita's.
A hold of Mr.
I would just
Chapel
eat there
Hill.
Every day.
Let's buy it ourselves.
Yeah, 30 grand. We'll
and,
sell
me
you the
and
rubber
Sean
bowl.
Would open up a hamburger/pizza shop.
Oh, look at that.
I would like a giant hamburger pizza. What do you think about that?
We would do it for you.
All right, right on. Like a big top bun on top of a pizza, basically.
I went to a place when I was a kid, and I still think about it.
Like, but you got to call it
we
top
got a
bun.
Hamburger that was maybe like this big around. How many? Like a
foot
in
yeah,
diameter?
It's 12 inches.
Or is that radius?
Yeah, that looks like Podcast
radius.
Bob's dick.
That's radius. That's yeah. And they had custom buns, and I just, but, and so the buns were really big, and
yeah.
It was like the most badass burger, and I was like 12 when I was eating it, my dad was like, you can't eat that whole thing, and I spent all fucking day eating it, and I did.
Oh, wow,
you took the day?
Yeah, I took the day.
Wow, that's awesome. What'd he say to you, like, good job, son, or like, you fucking idiot?
In between pages of my Read Your Own Adventure Goosebumps book, I'd be like, oh, one third of this burger.
Like, every time you had to make a choice, you'd take a bite.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll take a bite and ponder while I chew.
Right.
You would do that, too. I could see you doing that.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so, static music.
Static music was some shit, because this is what happened with that. I had made these videos accidentally. Like, my quad chopper would crash, because I was fucking with that quad chopper for a couple months. It would crash, and I'd have to go get it, and the camera would still be running, because it would be out of range, so I couldn't stop the video. So most of those videos, that's what they are.
How far away are you crashing?
I don't even know. Like
half mile.
It was far, because what would happen is, I would fly it outside of my work.
Yeah.
And my work's up on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I got up too high, the wind would catch it. And, like, the thing, it's so chintzy because it was, like, $40. It's so chintzy. And, like, when the wind catches it, like, there's nothing you can do. Like, you can just throw the controller down on the ground.
Do you have a little TV that shows what it's shooting?
No.
Oh, really? So it's just, like, a GoPro attached to it.
Even, like, cheaper, way cheaper than that. It's just some shitty camera it came with. But, like, I wish it was a GoPro because then the shit would look way better.
Yeah, GoPros are insane.
Yeah,
it's wild how small technology is getting.
I remember, like, just thinking about, like, how they would get shots in movies, like, back in the day. Like, you know, how would they do this, like, shooting somebody, like, climbing up a rock wall, like, showing from the inside of the rocks, like,
yeah.
Climbing over?
Well, someone fucking climbed up there, stuffed a camera in the fucking thing.
A big-ass camera.
Yeah, oh, yeah, good call, you're right. Yeah, they didn't have the Reds then. The Reds are very more compact, but they're still pretty big, too.
Oh, dude, any of those, like, the modern digital cameras that are, like, professional like that, dude. holy shit, they're so expensive. I'm like, I would buy a really nice digital camera like that, but I'd totally break it.
I'm about to say, yeah, it's like 3G, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it's really cool, though, with the advent of the quadcopters and stuff. Like, you look at the beginning of The Shining, mm-hmm. and you know all those establishing shots they're driving? You can see the fucking helicopter shadow in there. Mm-hmm. Like, why the fuck would you leave that in there? That's insane to me. Like, why not have the fucking, like, the foresight of being like, okay, the sun is here, don't have the helicopter go that way so it's fucking shadows right below you.
I think, actually, if you get the newer, like, I think that came out on Blu-ray, because there's, like, a Kubrick Blu-ray set.
Yeah.
And they edited the shadows of the helicopter.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Digitally. And I'm like,
fucking George Lucas, that shit.
Stanley Kubrick was real, like, fucking anal about, like, things being the way they shot them. Like, I have the DVD
most definitely
of
Room 237. Oh, okay.
Well, he wanted it to, it's in 4:3 like ratio instead of being widescreen.
Yeah.
And it's, you can't get it, like, you couldn't get it in widescreen for a long time.
And 4:3 is television, correct? Well, yeah. Square television, television now. I think it's like, what, 69?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, they said that on the DVD, it says that's the way that this movie was shot and the director
and intended
refused.
For.
Yeah. That's, yeah. And it's like, why wouldn't they just make it widescreen? Wanted to fill up my TV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I watch old Dragon Ball Z shows now, and like having the widescreen TV, like you only get like a foot of like what should be there, and yeah. Shit sucks. what were some of the big directors and stuff like that? Like, what made you want to get into movies?
I watched a lot of movies. I used to go to Record Exchange on a regular basis. Like every weekend, I would watch
the $5 DVDs.
Probably, I do like the dollar shit. Like,
yeah,
I would cheaps.
I would go there and be like, oh, $5, whatever. $5, whatever. I would spend so many checks on. I have like 430 DVDs or some shit, and I would just go to Best Buy every Tuesday, be like, new DVD day, like every fucking Tuesday. Jesus Christ, spent so much money.
I spent so much time peeling off the stickers of my $5 DVDs.
Doesn't that
so
drive I take you them nuts? Back. That drives me nuts.
And then so I could get more $5 DVDs, though.
Oh, wait, what, would they give you more money?
Well, no, they give me like 25 cents, but I'd be like, all right, it's something.
Wait, why not just keep the DVD sticker on there and have the receipt and get the $5 back?
Like, no, I got... Might take me a long time. I don't know.
Fair enough. So what were the big directors and shit like that? What were the movies that sculpted you into the filmmaker you are now?
Like, I don't know. My influences kind of came from all over. But, like, definitely, like, a lot of science fiction movies, like, play a pretty big part. Like, definitely, like, the old, like, original cast Star Trek movies. Like, for some reason, those are, like, some of the most influential movies to me.
That's insane.
As far as, like, just, like, making movies, like, the, you know... the comedy type style. Like, I'm definitely a Kevin Smith fan.
Hell yeah.
Especially when I saw Clerks. I remember I saw Clerks when I was real little, and like, I probably was not old enough to watch that movie.
And you felt like, I can do that.
Well, I was like, this is just amazing. Like, I was so blown away. It's like, it's all in black and white.
And in all honesty, your guys' first episode of Stuck in Akron looks like a fucking Clerks movie because of the fact that like, it's like that one angle of a camera. Mm-hmm. And then you see someone like walk around a corner and it's the same angle the entire time. Like the camera doesn't move.
Yeah.
That's like a huge Kevin Smith thing. Is that like for like the first, like, well, basically Clerks. I mean, like even Mallrats kind of had that.
Yeah.
But I mean, they were like, you got to move this shit around, motherfucker. We're giving you $6 million. Like, go ahead, play with it. Not the dicks. Come talk. Thanks, Josie.
Damn.
Yeah, you're right on shit right now.
Come, Tom.
Nice. Hey. Thank you, sir. No, oh, don't even worry about it.
Bye,
we got David here.
I listen to your podcast. But, yeah, no, Kevin Smith was a big influence. And, like, it's cool that you saw it in those old episodes because I was shooting a lot of that stuff, too. And, like, probably just inadvertently, it kind of came through. So that's cool, though.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely had that, like... When he opens up the newspaper thing, when he, like, you know, like, walks around the counter and shit like that, like, they show, like, things that probably wouldn't be in, like, most movies, or they would, like, pan
cuts,
with, yeah, or they would, like, pan with shit, you know, like, you're just like, nah, leave it there. I think that's really neat.
But, like, I mean, I'm trying to think of, like...
You kind of look like a young Kevin Smith.
Hey, thanks. Is it the hair?
It's yeah, the hair, the beard.
Coming from Paul, that means a lot. Dude.
Yeah, honestly, I'll suck your dick. No, I'm kidding. I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan.
He's
I
not kidding.
I heard yeah. thing. You saw him and saw Yoga Hosers, right?
Yeah, Yoga Hosers in Columbus. Yeah, insane. Like, I literally could throw a tissue at the dude. It was fucked up. And the blind people sat in front of us. That was a big thing on the podcast as well. Anyways, go ahead. So what other directors influenced you? Like, what other people made you want to make movies?
I'm a big fan of David Cronenberg.
Right on.
Like, The Fly. And,
yeah, totally.
What's that movie? Videodrome. That's a really, like, just crazy, weird fucking
Videodrome's
movie.
Sick.
Videodrome's awesome. And, like, I don't know. Just, like, a lot of, like, random science fiction people. I used to see a lot of, like, maybe Tarantino movies, like, especially, like, older Tarantino movies, like Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
Big fan of that stuff. That's something else, too, me and Darren got together on, because, like, he was a big fan of, he's a big fan of Bruce Lee and a big fan of Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
And, like, we kind of got together on those aspects. Because I used to watch a lot of old Kung Fu movies, too, like Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee and shit. Those were, I'd say that definitely influenced, they definitely influenced the way I would shoot, like, fighting scenes or, like, a lot of action.
Do you have plans on, like, shooting, like, fighting scenes? You guys, like, want to choreograph shit? Like,
we actually, the way me and Darren first started making videos was we were making a kung fu movie.
Really?
Hell yeah. Yes.
It was called Rage of the Tiger, and it was, the premise was basically we wanted to make, like, an old school kung fu movie. And we got together on it. We only ever shot maybe, like, there's probably, like, a half hour of footage.
Yeah.
But it's not anything that, like, usable. Resembles a movie. Yeah. It's just a bunch of shit. So we were like little kids fucking around, whatever. But it was fun. And it definitely, like, kind of solidified, like, you know, us working together making videos in the future.
If you guys make a kung fu movie, can I give you a title?
Sure.
37 chambers, .. in a row.
You
Was that your joke?
No, 36 chambers is my favorite kung
yeah,
fu
I know,
movie.
But, yeah, so 37 chambers in a row would be a nod to a great kung fu movie.
I guess,
36
I don't
chambers.
Know, but they already
and
have
Kevin Smith.
They already have the sequel to 36 Chambers, which is already a parody of the first one.
And what's it called? 37 Chambers in a Row?
No, I think it's just 36 Chambers.
Okay, right on. Yeah, there you go. It's all yours. You're welcome.
37 Chambers in a Row.
Yeah, from Clerks, you know the fucking blowjobs.
So, yeah.
Yeah, trying to
37!
Yeah. Yeah. My girlfriend, she sucked 37 dicks.
Hey, get back here.
Yeah, trying to suck any dick on the way to the parking
fucking
lot.
Grizzly Adams.
Snowball. Alright,
oh,
so,
oh, God.
What are the plans for the, I think we completely missed the static music thing, because we got off on another tangent.
Oh, yeah.
I apologize. You said the drone fell down and, like, you...
Yeah, it would fall down or get stuck or whatever. So, like, those were all just pieces of footage that I would, like, loop. Like, I already had the videos edited. And then the only one that's not a drone thing is the one where it's the moon and I zoom out from the moon and then zoom back in. That I shot with a camcorder. But all the rest of it was just, like, accidental shit.
Yeah.
And then I would slow it down and loop it so it would just be weird and creepy. And then I went up... In one night, I just sat down, and I have two keyboards, like, stacked up in my room upstairs. I sat up there with my laptop, and I was watching the videos, and I'm just, like, playing music along with them. And I'm like, I'm just gonna make these videos and upload five of them, and I put them up on SoundCloud, and I'm just like, here.
Yeah, the music aspect. You definitely have, like, a weird, like, ambient type of, like... Sometimes there's beats and stuff like that, and sometimes there's, like, structure, but for the most part, it seems almost, like, honestly, like, kind of Shining-esque, like, to, like, that soundtrack.
Yeah.
Like, there'd be, like, a really, like, long held-out note, and they're, like, usually in a minor scale and shit like that. Like, what made you want to start writing stuff like that, especially coming from a guitar background, like, and usually that handles a lot of structure?
Really, like, I think I got a synthesizer accidentally. Like, I wanted a keyboard, and I bought this keyboard, and... It was a wavetable synthesizer, which is, like, not... Most synthesizers, it's, like, you can actually, like, craft, like, make the sounds, like, different kinds of waves and then
right.
shape them. With wavetable synth, it's all, like, samples of stuff, but...
So pre-programmed sounds.
Yeah, it's pre-programmed sounds, but then you can, like, tweak these sounds so it's not, like... You're not changing waveforms, you're just, like, changing, like, speed and pitch of existing sounds.
Yeah.
And, like, what I would do with that was, like, they had a bunch of pre-programmed, like... You know, I don't know what you call them, instruments, I guess, in there. And, like, a lot of them were pads, and, like, that's that, like, you know, real, like, airy, open sound, like the ambient type sound. And I got really into pads, and then I bought this Microkorg, and ever since I had this, like, I actually know, like, how to make, like, weird sounds out of, you know, actually building them, like, from the different waves. And, like, I don't know, I mean, I was just really, like... kind of a random thing that I happened into, because, like, I played a lot of guitar, and I would sing. Like, I can't do them at the same time.
Yeah, I saw your Last Caress cover.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that a lot.
Thank you.
he plays a keyboard and it's like dun 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 dun, but you can hold the key and it does that by itself.
Yeah.
And he starts doing Last Caress. It's sick.
That was a long time ago. I made that in 2012, but I just uploaded it recently because I'm like, I was real like weird because I'm like, I don't think people are gonna like this. I'm like, man, I said I raped.
That's one thing that I really enjoy. Yeah, that's a harsh line to hear. But that's one thing that I really like about you is that you kind of just like upload yourself onto YouTube. Like you kind of like stick your like not your heart but your brain out there. Like you're like, these are the things that I came from. These are the things that I really enjoy.
Yeah,
and I really dig that. I think a lot of people like look for like, oh, where you're gonna get like. What's going to get attention and shit like that? But you're more like, no, here's me as a person. And I really dig that. Obviously, that's what we do here as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Personality-wise. but yeah, I mean, like, I really dig that about your caricature of yourself on YouTube.
One of the things that I do, too, like, with my personal channel, a lot of it is, like, just experiments. Like, I just want to see, like, I'm going to put this out here. And, like, I have a lot of thought and a lot of feeling goes into the videos that I make. But at the same time, like, I want to see what they do. Like out there in the ether, you know, like in totally. The public consciousness, if people like this or if people come to this, and then it's all about, I got to figure out why. And then if I can not necessarily duplicate that, but I want to be able to take like all the different elements that are bringing people in and then like try to like, you know, kind of hone in on those things. Cause ultimately I want to make a film and like, you know, that's really one of the things that I've always wanted to do. Like, since I was in high school, probably. I've always wanted to make a film. I've always wanted to do festivals, do that whole bit. But it's like...
Yeah, that's like the Kevin Smith way right there, yeah.
Yeah, well, like, that's a lot of my inspiration as far as, like, what I wanted to do. People like him, because
honestly, you listen to that dude talk for, like, a minute, you're like, I can make a fucking movie. Like, he's just like, you can, just do it. He's like, I'm a dude from New Jersey. I didn't even move the camera. Just go, just do it. But he's obviously, like, a super talented writer.
But see, like, the thing about him, too, like, when he made Clerks, he said that he maxed out his credit cards or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
you know, 27G.
But he fucking, like, he did that. And it's like, that's one of the things, because, like, with the studio, I had a studio in the Valley, like I said.
But also, you don't have to buy film or rent a camera anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Now you have a camera, like, better than his that was way less money and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of how, like, technology has, like, gone so far. But anyways, go ahead.
Like, I'm just really about, like, you know, trying to find a risk that I can take that will pay off as far as, like, me... Because I don't really know what I want. Like, I don't really want to be famous. I don't really want a bunch of money.
Is there a script? Is there a vision that you have that you want to portray to the world?
Kind of. I mean, I have a lot of different ideas, but they're always just, like, really out there. Like, it's always things beyond my means. Like, a lot of my ideas are way beyond my means. And I'm trying to just come up with more, like, a situational type, like a Kevin Smith kind of movie.
Definitely.
Where it's, like, you know, just, like, here's a bunch of character development.
Right.
And then
with the backdrop of a convenience store or another thing that is easily accessible that you don't have to pay money for.
Well, I think one of the things, too, is it's got to be something that people can identify with. Like, one of the reasons why Clerks was so good is because everybody's been a convenience store and you know those people.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you know, that's a snapshot of those people at that time in America. And it's so crazy because, like, I'm trying to think of something like that, like I could do, but it would have to be like, you know, it'd have to be something very different from that. But it would still have to be like, you know, here's this thing that people can identify with that it's like...
Well, 40-Year-Old Virgin did that too as well. Like with like the, what's it called? Circuit City type of like place they worked in. And then adding the fact of like, oh, this wacky dude never fucked and he's 40. Like, you know, like they have that kind of like gimmick to it. Clerks feels more organic and like to where like it feels like more of like a process of character of like why he's dealing with those things. Same thing with like Chasing Amy, like that insecurity that like he had of like a girl having too much experience comparatively to him and shit like that. I think that's where you're saying like the people, like that's the connection right there. Like that's everyone has those fears and shit.
That's what, well, like
most people aren't 40-year-old virgins, is what I'm saying.
One of my favorite Kevin Smith movies is Dogma
because
like that's got a lot of the elements of like this big, you know, the supernatural Bartleby and Loki and like the Alan Rickman's character. You know, there's that element to it, but then there's also, like, it's the story about the woman. I can't remember her name. But it's, like, it's her story. And it's, like, you know, the identifiable part is, like, you know, religion and how you feel about, you know, whatever, your beliefs.
Yeah, your acceptance of. Yeah.
And then you go from that, like, you know, because everybody kind of has that. Everybody, they either struggle with it or they have their commitment to it or whatever. But it's like everybody has beliefs. And like, I think that's where that movie, like it was totally a good movie because everybody has that, you know,
the little the bit about the glass, like you only need like a little bit of like water, and that's faith in this equation, for your small glass. But as you grow older and your brain grows bigger and shit like that, and you understand more, that glass grows, but you're still getting the same amount of faith, and that slowly becomes too little. And I mean, like, coming from like Christian school and shit like that, as you as well, I'm sure that spoke a lot to you.
Yeah, that's funny that you bring that up, actually, because I just watched that like a week ago.
Yeah,
because I was actually talking to my buddy about just kind of like beliefs and like different religious stuff.
And horrible rabbit that. Hole to go down,
right?
But yeah, hey. So the static music and shit like that, like, but god damn it, we get off track. The camera went down and shit like that, and like all the ambient noise. Do you want to take us out with something? But before you go, give us your Twitter, Facebook, all that shit.
I don't really have a Twitter. Trust Liars has a Facebook page, like a fan page.
And Trust Liars is your personal YouTube page?
Yeah, that's just the music stuff. Like, that's
you had the nostalgia videos on there as well.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I haven't put anything up in there in a long time.
I watched today. I did my homework, man.
I see that you did, yeah. For sure. But, yeah, just check out the Trust Liars page. It's Trusts with an S, space, Liars, two different words. And you can like it or whatever. That's really my only social media.
And YouTube, obviously.
Yeah, and YouTube. Check out the Trust Liars YouTube and Full Metal Mad Men. Full Metal's one word. Mad Men is one word. And
we talked a lot about the videos and stuff. I don't know, a little bit about you playing music. Do you play music besides, like, on the videos? Like, just...
Besides the ambient stuff?
Yeah.
A little bit here and there. Like, I have a bunch of... I have, like, drums and a bass and all that stuff set up in my attic at my house. And, like, I used to... Before I had my daughter, I used to play a lot more music.
Were you ever in a band?
I've, like, been in and out of bands, but, like, I've never played out anywhere. I've been... There's a band, probably, that... If you guys know of any of the bands I've been in, I was in a band called Valley Cruise for like 2 weeks or something. Yeah. It's about like, you know what Valley Cruise is? I'm sure you do.
Yeah. Circle Drive.
Yeah. Valley
Same thing.
Cruise. Yeah.
In Kent, they call them a Frank. Cause I guess that's the name of the road, but yeah. I don't know. Like ordinarily if I'm in a band, like with other people, I sing because I'm just not really that great at being in a band. I'm very like, I'm just kind of all over the place. You can kind of tell from watching my channel, too, I'm sure. I saw
it seemed like a Pixies cover.
Yeah, that's. I probably should take that video down.
Yeah, you were really doing, bad. Like, loops and stuff, though. Like, he started out playing the lead at da-na-na-na, and then he started doing the rhythm part of the guitar, and then he sets down the guitar while it's all playing, and he walks around to a drum set and starts playing with it. It's pretty neat.
That's cool.
I wish it would have timed out a little better, and plus I was using... I taped that with two GoPros, and the audio on the GoPros is just so shitty, like... The drums sound terrible, but yeah, like I do stuff like that. And like, I used to have my friends come over a lot and we would all play, but you know, since I've had my daughter, she's been at the house and like, we can't play music late at night and loud and shit. So kind of haven't been doing too much of that, but I think it's going to come back. We're probably going to start doing stuff like that more soon. And I mean, I don't know. I'm always looking. If anybody wants to collaborate, hit me up on my social medias.
You got anything else to plug?
Just check out the Full Metal Mad Men channel sometime in October, because there will be new videos coming out.
Check it out now. There's a plethora of videos on there that are really enjoyable and really cool, and it's really awesome to see someone from around here like doing shit like that. Like, because like everyone sees YouTube videos all the time. Your editing skills are fucking very well done. I really enjoyed it. You seem very polished with what you do, and you seem like you've gained control of like what you wanted to do as well. Even go back and watch the Stuck in Akron stuff. It's really cool to see where they came from and where they are now. Like, they've made a ton of progress, and I really enjoyed them. So no Instagram?
Yeah, I mean, I have Trust Liars on Instagram is my Instagram, so you can find me on there too. But I don't really post a lot of stuff on social media, to be honest.
Right on.
Like, YouTube's kind of the only place I really do, like, regular posting.
Which is weird, because that's, like, the most intimate of the posts, because it's you standing there talking or acting or playing music or anything like that, video of you. That's wild.
But that's, I mean, I do that because I really am, you know, I really like making videos. Like, I would much rather make a video than type something.
It's just weird, because social media is so anonymous, and that's what most people like about it. You like to kind of, like, wear your heart on your sleeve, and that's why the type of shit you make. Yeah. Right on. Well, I never shake people's hands, but I'll shake yours.
In the spirit of Sean.
Yeah, because I'm not Sean Ast. Do you want to place a song before we get out of here?
Yeah, I'll do a little something.
All right, cool. Let me make sure I have everything right. I think I do. Sean has to be proud.
There, hang on.
Are you happy, Dad? Josie looked really disappointed at that statement.
Well, you were very genuine about that.
Honestly, I am. I hope he enjoys this.
He's the Homer Simpson.
I hope your vacation's going great, Sean. You missed a really cool guy. Although he's seen a lot of really cool dudes right now.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate that.
Let me know when you're all set to go.
There's some sounds.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, let's see.
Hell yeah. Thanks so much for coming on, man. We're about to do some news, and then we'll head back in. If you need to take off, go for it. But let's take a break. Bob, you want to send us out real quick?
All right.
I would appreciate it, sir. Can you give me some leftover crack?
No.
All right.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast, it's fantastic.
Oh, God! Tony, wake up! Oh, I was just having the scariest dream. I dreamed I Can't Read and Lousy Wrestling Podcast wasn't available on the main feed of Lousy Weather Network anymore. And the scariest part of that dream, Tony, is that it's true. But it's a good thing. You can now subscribe to I Can't Read, Lousy Wrestling Podcast, The Main Show, or Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, all separately on iTunes. It's as easy as that. So if you feel as if you've been living in a waking nightmare, have no fear. Just search iTunes for your favorite Lousy Weather Media Network podcast and subscribe.
But my fingertips burn my toes.
Oh, we're back. David's still here, hanging out.
Yo, yo.
We're all hanging out. Sean's still watching dudes wrestle.
On vacation.
He's on vacation watching dudes wrestle.
On vacation.
Wouldn't that be weird? Is that
Was that Grievance Club bringing us in right there, right?
It is. Wow, I'm burping a lot.
New EP out August 19th.
Yeah, that new EP is actually really good. You ever heard of the Grievance Club? Huh. Yeah, they're really. We were listening to them right now. You love
Being
them.
Of sound body yeah, and unsound them. Mind.
Yeah, no, it's check awesome. It and Cappy is out of... Cappy's out of We Were Kids.
He's not in it.
Well, yeah, no, they're done as a band.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a bummer. We Were Kids were good dudes. I was stoked to see Cappy with them at the APL event, I want to say. That's why I'm saying it so high-pitched. All right, so did you ever skateboard?
Yes.
Okay, right on. I saw on your Surge,
yeah,
Sergey, little spot that you were skateboarding, riding bikes. Mm-hmm. Why'd you do that?
Because the Surge is extreme.
Yeah, I know, but did you, like, were you good at skateboarding? No?
Not really. I mean, I just like to cruise around. I didn't really do any tricks or anything. But it's funny, because when I used to live over here, when Cyberling was the old building, I jumped over those steps that were, like, in front of the...
The tent
side
there?
Door. Yeah, it was 10 or 5 or something like that. But I did, at the time...
Way big difference. 10 or 5, something or double.
They were big in, they were big in steps.
I remember watching a buddy of mine like eat shit and slip out and hit the back of his head on the pavement for that for the 10 set. I don't know if there was a 5 set. But yeah, man, that shit's scary.
But I popped over those and I actually did. I did a pop shove it and I landed with my feet together and I went right through my skateboard.
Oh, broke
it.
And that
was when I was young. Because when I was young, I actually used to skate like, you know, kind of relentlessly.
Yeah.
But then when I got older and I moved to the other side of town, like, I didn't skate anymore. And I started skating again when I was like maybe 18 or 19. And then I was just like, I'm not going to hurt myself. Like,
I totally understand.
I don't want to fall and hurt myself, so I'm just going to cruise around.
I don't skate, but it was fun back in the day, like going skating with my friends and like watching. But like nowadays, they're all like, oh no, I might like hurt myself.
Yeah, that's what I say all the time. Like, I don't want to break my hands, but I've actually been getting a little bit more dangerous with my skateboarding.
Ooh.
Yeah, dude. I 50-50 the down ledge at Falls Skate Park. Mm-hmm. Like the one on the pyramid and shit like that. That took me like probably 20 times of rolling up to it. And it's like such a short ledge, but it's going down. So, I mean, you can really fuck shit up very quickly. And I've been doing a lot more stuff that I feel like things that I didn't even know then when I skateboarded and like was like good at it. I've been landing more of that shit. But big stuff scares the fuck out of me. Like if you're like, hey, here's a tensor. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
All right.
And I have that weird New York accent when I do it. Hey. Do you want to hit us with the news theme, Dave?
And now, welcome to the news.
Naked Mike Rowe pulls shotgun
on
drone.
That was my story, so I don't have one.
Oh, great.
Fuck.
Well, let's have a good day now. Naked Mike Rowe pulls shotgun on drone hovering over his house. I thought this was timely for the episode because you
Holy
have a drone.
Fuck. This sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Naked Mike Rowe. That's
was he Mike Rowe?
Micro, yeah, he's
micro.
Maybe we'll find out when they release that
footage. Well, he shot it out of the sky.
No, he did. You didn't read the story.
Not
I
with
did.
His dick, right, though. With
hit
his
it
shotgun.
Away, Josie.
Got a strong stream, that micro.
Shot it out of the sky.
So micro was sleeping.
Yeah.
In the nude.
Mm-hmm.
When he thought he heard a bumblebee buzzing
you sleep
by
in the
his
nude?
Ear.
A bumblebee.
Not really, no.
Neither do I. Do you?
What?
Sleep in the nude?
Like twice in my life.
I mean, I have, yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, what's your preferability? Is that a word?
I boxes. Definitely like pajamas, yeah.
Yeah, same here. I like wearing basketball shorts.
I sleep in my drawers.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Boxers?
Exactly. Yeah,
you boxers it. Or briefs, man?
Boxer briefs. It's,
right. Oh, it's shit, the hybrid.
Yeah.
Yeah, keeps you tucked up, but still feels like shorts.
It's the modern underwear.
Go ahead, Josie.
I don't know what that feels like, so I don't know.
Oh, you never wore boxer briefs?
Imagining that, yeah.
No.
Go ahead with micro.
Oh shit! I forgot all about that.
Micro.
micro. That's the name of this episode.
So he was sleeping and he thought he heard a bumblebee buzzing by his ear.
Yeah,
it was really a drone outside of his window.
Oh.
So I guess he hops up, grabs his gun, and goes outside.
A shotgun.
Yeah. Yeah, 12 gauge. And I guess, you know, he said he made the noise. I don't know anything
and
about guns.
And the drone got scared that you
no.
got it?
No. And then he decided not to shoot it in case it ended up on the news.
Really?
But it did anyway.
But the whole key to the end, he ended it with, you heard it here first.
What does that mean?
He I don't said know. He's drone. Always saying, doing commercials and
it would have been like
voiceovers.
It would have been sweet if he was like, if he set up like a little tripod and he's like this is how it's made. Revenge.
No, yeah. No.
The shotgun, and then like busted his own door out and went outside in his front yard, like just holding it up.
No, he'd be like, this is a dirty job.
That's what he'd say. Oh, yeah, he's dirty job. No, this is how it's made. Is he this is how it's made?
Dirty jobs.
Dirty job. Who's this is how it's made? No one?
I have no idea.
That's he's also Deadliest Catch, dude.
What do you mean?
Mike Rowe is like the face of Deadliest TV.
Catch. He narrates Deadliest Catch.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what
he was an opera singer.
Really?
Get out of town. Yeah.
That's why he's got such an amazing
voice.
Therapeutic voice.
That we go to sleep to, Josie?
I wish.
And your pajamas?
Yeah,
put the Mike Rowe on for me. I need to take a nap.
Yeah, so operatic. Can you play some of his shit?
I'll try and find some.
Yeah, please do. You can just unplug your computer and plug it into your phone once you got it.
He's probably not on Spotify. He's probably exclusive to Apple Music.
Yeah. Got uploaded with YouTube.
There's probably not even any recording of it.
But yeah, he shot it down.
He shot it down.
Maybe we can get him doing the national anthem.
Oh, that'd be good. Then you can play guitar with him.
Hell yeah.
David.
Bring him down to the Rubber Bowl.
Yeah, we will.
I want to see him show me how a guitar is made.
He doesn't do that, Bob. Fuck. Literally dirty jobs.
It is a dirty job getting all that sawdust in your face.
That's true. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
David, do you have any news?
Arnold Palmer died.
That's so sad. Yo, are you playing this already?
I was going to, yeah.
You're stepping over my shit right now.
It was just already playing.
God damn it.
You started talking over my shit.
All right, we'll listen to it. Good or shitty? Hey, can you play the theme? Oh, you unplugged your computer. Twilight's last
gleaming. Really?
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? Or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming?
Played like the national anthem in the same tone that you were playing it earlier, or the same like
like micro in the dubstep national anthem.
Here it comes.
Can take my hat off for that in protest.
Oh shit. Bob also didn't stand.
None of us did.
I'm just singling you out.
Oh yeah, I didn't stand.
No one stood or put their hands over their hearts or anything
yeah,
like
we
that.
Really
you
fucked
didn't take
that
your hat off.
Oh yeah.
I'm Canadian.
Yeah, eh? All right, so you not were really. Saying Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, Arnold Palmer died. It's
you big fan?
You know, not particularly. I'm a big fan of the beverage.
Yeah.
It's
not the golfer.
I mean, he's a good
guy. He was a golfer, right?
He did a lot of stuff. Yeah.
What else he do?
Golf.
He did commercials.
What?
Xarelto.
Sorry?
What's
a medicine?
For what?
Something.
Old people.
Ah. Man, you guys are
Kevin
full of facts.
Nealon's in that commercial, too, so.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
I do, too.
So, are you guys going to pour out some Arnold Palmer for Arnold Palmer?
You pour one out for the homies, right?
Yeah, always. I already poured one out for Sean because he died on vacation.
It's a blood thinner.
Sorry?
It's Xarelto.
Oh, blood thinner. Okay, I thought you said blood dinner. I was like, what now?
Yeah.
For vampires.
Yeah, blood dinner.
Vampire medicine.
Blood dinner. Yeah, so Bob, you got any news? Are we out of news already?
Yeah.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. I've had a great time. David, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Check out his YouTube channels. It's a good time. I guess let's have a good day.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.